Okay, today, Baruch Hashem, we're going to finish the first parak and begin the second parak of Masechet Chagiga. So the first parak begins with a list of things that are alluded to in Torah Shebichsav, but not really, it's not really understandable from the Torah Shebichsav alone. We need Torah Shebal Peh to sort of elaborate on these categories. Hetev Nedarim Porchen Ba'avir, the halachos of Hataras Nedarim are sort of floating in the air, vein the Malmasha Yismachu. There's not enough psukim to give them a real landing place. They're not grounded in the psukim. It's very vague when it discusses heter nedarim. So we need a lot of Torah Shebal Peh to explain heter nedarim. Then there are things that have more of a basis in Torah Shebichsav, but a lot of the details are only known through Torah Shebal Peh. Hilchos Shabbos Chagigos Vamiilos. I imagine this mission is here because of the Chagigos part. The halachos of Shabbos, the halachos of Korbanos Chagiga, and the halachos of Miilo, which is when you miss. Use that which belongs to Hegdish for your own personal benefit. Those are like mountains that are hanging by a thin hair. Because there's not much psukim about them. It's a little bit of psukim, but lots and lots of halachos. And now we have another category that the Mishnah discusses. Hadinin, dine mamnis, v'ha'avodos, halachos of karbanos, hataros v'tumos, halachos of tumentara, v'arayos, halachos of asur relationships, yesh lan al mashi yismachu, and hein hein gufei Torah. They have a lot of psukim, and therefore they are the fundamentals of the Torah. So that's the third category, that the fundamental parts of the Torah, even though they're not written necessarily explicitly in the Torah, but they have a support from psukim in the Torah. Now, Perek Beis tells us as follows. So we said that there are certain arayos that we derive from the Torah. So the Mishnah is going to tell us, that you're not allowed to teach these halachos in any context that you want. Ein dorshin barayos b'shlosh. You're not allowed to teach arayos in front of a group of three or more people at a time because it becomes, difficult to tell whether people are really following the details of the halachos if you have too large of a group, and therefore someone may make a mistake and be matir something that's really aser. V'lo b'maisa b'reishis b'shnayim. You're not allowed to teach about maisa b'reishis with two or more people at a time because if there's a lot of hidden chachma, a lot of nister, a lot of kabbalah in how Hashem created the world. So you got to choose very carefully who you pass on that information to. The loba merkava biyachad elam kenei yachachum meivin midaito. And maisa merkava, which is the Navi describes in a couple places in Sefer Yishayah and Sefer Yecheskel, also is the hidden secrets of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chariot. So even to teach it to one person, unless you know who this person is and that he's fully qualified, you're not allowed to teach it. Again, a lot of Kabbalah, a lot of mysticism over there. Kol mistakel barba dvarim roi lo ki'ilu lo bal yolam. Anyone who looks at four things would be better off never having been born. If he looks at what is above the heavens, what's below the world, what existed before the world was created, and what will exist after the world, the human mind cannot grasp these things, so better off not getting involved. It's just going to lead you to a sense of apikorsis. These are spiritual concepts. Physical human mind cannot grasp them, just like you can't describe color to a blind man. When you think about these things, you might conclude that since you can't understand these things, then it's not true, or there's mistakes in our Mesorah or something like that, and that would be terrible. It would lead a person to apikorsis. Anyone who's not careful about the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be better off having never been born. Person who does an Avera where no one will see him and he ignores the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always sees him is better off never having been born. So let's review what we learned today. In Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches, we learned that there are three categories of mitzvos that are somewhat limited in the Torah Shebichsav. Heter Nedarim have almost nothing in the Torah Shebichsav. Hilchos Shabbos, Chagigos, and Me'ilos have a little bit in Torah Shebichsav, but a lot of halachas in Torah Shebal Peh. And Dinim and Avodos and Taros and Tumos and Arayos have a lot of psukim, but you need a lot of the details require Torah Shebal Peh. And then in Mishnah Aleph, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, we said that when you're teaching about arayos, you have to do it in a small group. You can't do it with three people because you don't want someone to get the wrong halacha. Maisa bereshis, you have to be careful since it has so many sisrei Torah. You're not allowed to teach it to a group of two. And maisa merkava, you're not even allowed to teach to a group of one unless you know that the person is eminently qualified to learn maisa merkava. Now we said there are four things that a person simply should not look at, should not study, and that is what is above the heavens, what's below the earth, what came before creation, and what happens after the world is gone. And we conclude by saying anyone who's not careful about the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be better off never having come into this world in the first place. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis.